Morning. We're up to Kufyud Beis Amar Aleph, the two dots in the top. Tanu Rabbanan, Bebirchoseo Shel Eretz Yisrael Beisa Ose Chameshis Ribui Kurin. And Eretz Yisrael was at its height of bracha. One Beisa produced 50,000 kurim of produce. How do you know that? Be Yeshivasa Shel Tzoan. And Mitzrayim Tzoan, we'll see, was one of the better places. So Beisa Ose Shivim Kurim. So in Tzoan, a Beisa made 70 kur. The Tanya Amar of Meir, Ani Ra'isi Bebikas Beisha'an, Beisa Ose Shivim Kurim. I saw in Beisha'an that a Beisa made 70 kurim, and therefore less than that in Tzoan, in Mitzrayim, couldn't be. Ve'en l'cham ma'ula b'chol ha'rotzus, Yosem Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is the most the lavish land when it comes to agriculture, fertile land. Shenamar ki gan Hashem ki Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is called gan Hashem. The ein l'chom meula b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim yosem mitzoan. Da'avi marbu v'malochim. There was no better, more fertile place in Mitzrayim than Tzoan, because that's where they. The air was good, the climate was good, the land was good. That's where they raised the kings. When they went to see the kings in Mitzrayim, they went to Tzoan. And there's no less fertile, worse land in Eretz Yisrael, worse than Chevron. The Havu Kavri by Shichli, they use it for a cemetery. Chevron was seven times better, seven times more fertile than so on. The Chevron Sheva Shonim Nibnasol if Netzol Mitzrayim. Chevron was built, the simplest meaning, 7 years before so on. Mar says, my Nibnasol, what does it mean? Can't mean it was built 7 years earlier. Elema Nibnasol Mamish, Efshar Adam Bona Bayis with no cotton, called him Shivna Lebog with no cotton. Somebody doesn't build a home for his younger son before he builds for his older son. Shenemru bnei chom chush Mitzrayim putu Kanan. Mitzrayim was older than Kanan, so he wouldn't have built Chevron for his younger son 7 years before he built Mitzrayim for his older son. Ela shemavuna alachas mishiva b'tzoan. It's built up. It's a better land, seven times greater than Tzoan. So Chevron was seven times greater than Tzoan, and Chevron was the worst of Eretz Yisrael, and Tzoan was the best of Mitzrayim. The honey mele betroshim. That's only in the worst land in Eretz Yisrael. Ava shalo betroshim chamish meh. So seven times, this made 70 saw, seven times that is 490. And that's only in the bad land. So the good land was at least 10 more saws, 500. Well, honey, mile shlo b'rchoseh, that's not when there's a special brach. Al b'rchoseh haksi, v'yizrav Yitzchok be'eretz ahi, Yitzchok Avinu planted and got 100 times what normally you get in a blessed year. Right, and therefore, 100 times, 500 times, 500 is 50,000. Yeah?
Yeah.
Rashi. Bebirchoseh kishashonim uvurachas. When there's a special bracha, right, one saw produces 50,000 kur. How do we know that? Beishivaser shotzoan kolomer can refarish vazel umitzoan atzolam. You can learn from tzoan that Eretz Yisrael can refarish vazel. Ani ra'isi bebikas beishan shehi mishar arotzos. Right, beishan was not part of Eretz Yisrael. Wasn't in that kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So it produced 70 kor. So Tzoan wasn't worse than that. They saw Osa Shivim kor. Even the Bishar Rotzes, Yen Shivim korim Koshkein Beres Mitzrayim. Shein Lechom Me'ula B'chol Ha'ar Rotzes K'Mitzrayim, Shari Nimshel Legan Hashem. Ve'en B'Mitzrayim Medina Me'ula K'Tzoan. There was no better place in Mitzrayim than Tzoan. So at least it had 70 kor. The Marbu B'Malachim Mitzrayim, Malchei Mitzrayim, Shenemar, Ki Hayu B'Tzoan Sorev, Al Malchei Yisrael, when the kings, HaKosu Medaber, when the kings of Klal Yisrael wanted to go and meet with the kings of Mitzrayim, they went to Tzoan. L'Gnai, Shemordu B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'Somchu Al Malchei Mitzrayim. B'tomid ha'yu soreyam u'shluchayim mitzuyim b'tzoan shluchim le'melech Mitzrayim mevi'in teshura, these have been presents or whatever to the kings of Mitzrayim who ruined so on. Mivuna benuya b'chol tov, it was seven times greater and more built up than Chevron was seven times built up and so on. Mivuna lashon pri d'chsiv v'evne gam anochi mimeno. And that means it was fertile. Just like the word evne means that I will be able to have children because of her. So it's an idea of fertility. Livnoa kotn liknan, livnoa godl mitzrayim. Alachas mishiva, hari sheva pamim shivim kurim. Hari dal meos atishim. 7 times 70 is 490. V'mokum she'eno trashim, kechevron yesh lahosif ad chamesh meos. Can add at least another 10 in a place that's not bad land. That's not infertile land, right? Ubibirchoseva, and when it has a bracha, ksiv meya shorim al achas shebeshar shanim barach lemeya. 100 times what it usually has is the bracha. So 100 times 500 is 50,000. Meya pami chamesh meos hari chamishes ribui. Tanya, Omer Rav Yosi saw biyehuda haisa osa chamesh se'in. Right, if you had a saw of tvua. In Yehuda, you could get 5 se'in of we'll see, of various kinds of flour from it. Okay, either because of a bracha. Bracha means an increase, that when you ground it up, you got a lot more. Or, I think the Ben Yehoyada says that it was so good that it swallowed up the water, and when you made dough out of it, the dough was 5 times as great as what the flour was. What did you get from it? Saw kemach. You got 1 saw of kemach. Saw solus. 1 saw of solus, which is a finer flour. Saw subin. You got 1 saw of fiber. Saw mursin. And a saw of mursin, which is the chaff like. The saw kiburia, and that's a different kind of flour that you make a pumpernickel bread from. Paskeber. Rashi. So kemach, hu avak daka yotzi min hanapa. Kemach is the very fine dust flour, which comes out of the sieve. Vachitin tchunim berechaim shogrisim, ve'enim tchunim dakim. Vahanapa motzia kemach, the koletes psoles umarzir mashvenaflich, and then you put it back in and you sift it again. Subin, shamachteshes motzia kishalosis in chitin lesoles, kochinoso machteshes. When you, the subin are the chaff, bran. Mursun hang subin ayotzim bachrona. Mursun is the more coarse bran. Kiburia kemosheno yofesh osimenu pas kibur. Okay, so that's not something, the great flour, that's flour you make the pas kibur, is an inferior bread. So you got all 5 of these things, 5 saw of them from 1 saw of tvua. Omer le ahu tzduki li Rabbi Chanina, yoy mashbechisu bo barachem. Tzduki said to Rabbi Chanina, you are right in praising your land. Beisaw achas hinich li abba, my father left me over 1 beisaw of karka in Eretz Israel. Mimena moshach, and I was able to plant olives there and get oil. Mimena chemer, I was able to plant on that 1 beisaw, vineyards, and I got wine. Mimena ibur, right? I also got over there, ibur is what? What's ibur? Okay. I had also a grain that I planted there. Mimena kitnias, I also had kitnias. Mimena roos miknos, and also had grazing land for my cattle. So when 1 beisaw produced so much, so many different things. So Israel is worth to be praised. Omer le ahu bar amorah le bar arad Yisrael. When they came into Eretz Israel, one of the Amorim said to one of the Jews who now came and conquered Eretz Israel, Hayta also the kaimi aguda di yardin or kama gadrisu. by the Yarden, they planted palm, the date palms. He says, how much, how, what's the yield of your date palm? Omerle shisin kure. I got 60 kur from one tree. Omerle akatilo alesu ba achravisinu. Right? You haven't even come into Israel and settled, and you already destroyed the land. Anan may of the esrim kure hadi gazrina mina. I used to cut off 120 kur from when we had the land. We had 120 kur of dates that I was able to take from that same tree. Now you can only got 60. So you're destroying the land. I meant from one side of the tree. I got 60. So for two sides, I got 120 also. Omer of Chizda, my deceive, etim, let's see Rashi till here. Yoamashbechisu bo barachon, yofa tamashabchin also. It's proper to praise it. Beisoi nihli ababer Israel. Omer le ahu baram oro, echel medneho emori. Omar the Yehudi Tchilas Biosolores. When they first came to Eretz Israel, this was a conversation between one of the Amorim and one of the people who were conquering Eretz Israel. Hach Ta'also the Kaima Guda the Yardena, Dekel Ploni Ha'omid Osvasa Yarden, Kama Gadrisumina, Kama Tamorim Atagodrim Memeno. How many, what's the yield of dates from that tree for you? Lakitas Tamorim Kruya Gadira, Beloshin Mishnah. Okay, there's all different words of what's it called, of how, what's called harvesting various trees, and when it comes to date palms, it's called gedira. Okay. My Omer of Chizda, my dechsiv, v'etein l'cho eretz chemda, nachlas tzvi. Loma eretz Yisrael nimshal tzvi. Why is eretz Yisrael compared to a deer? Lomer l'cho matzvi ze ein oro machzik besoro, af eretz Yisrael ein amachzekas perosecha. Just like a tzvi, when you flay it, the skin contracts and you can't put the animal back into the skin afterwards, so too Eretz Yisrael doesn't contain all the peiros. There's no place to store up all the peiros that Eretz Yisrael produces. Dover acher, matzvi ze kal mikol achayos, af Eretz Yisrael kal mikol harotzos levashlos peirosel. Just like the tzvi is fast, Eretz Yisrael ripens its fruit fast. I matzvi ze kal vein besoro shomi, because the tzvi runs so fast, it's always skinny. Maybe the fruit ripens quickly, but it's not so fat. Talmud Lomar, Zovas Cholav Udvash. Shmeinim Micholav Umesukim Udvash. They're fatter than the Cholav or Chalav, and they're sweeter than Dvash. Rashi. Ein Oro Marzikas Beset. It contracts, it shrinks. There's no place to store the peiros that Eretz Yisrael produces. Okay. Rebbe Lazar, Kiavisolik, Eretz Yisrael, and Rebbe Lazar made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Omar Paltli Michada. I was saved from one curse. Ki Samchu, Omar Paltli Mitarti. When he got Smicha, he said, I'm saved from two curses. Ki Osvu, Besoda Iber, when they included him in calculating the what's it called, the Ibur Hashanim, Ibur Achadoshim, right, calculation of the Cheshbonos of the month and year, Omer Paltu, I got saved from three curses. Shenemar, V'hoyse Yodi ala Nevi'im Achozim Shav, V'besod Amilu, it says all the Nevi'im, the false Nevi'im, will be cursed with the following curses. V'besod Amilu Yu, Zesod Ibur. They won't be able to join in and understand how to calculate the cheshbonos of the month and the year. Ubiksad Beis Yisrael lo yichtevu. They won't be written amongst the Beis Yisrael. Zu smicha. They won't get smicha. The Admas Yisrael lo yavo kimashmo. And they won't be zocha to come to Eretz Yisrael. So he was saved from all these three klalos. Reb Zeira kiavisolik ver Yisrael lo ashkach mivra lemever. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't find a ferry to take him over the water to get to Eretz Yisrael. Nokat b'mitzra v'ko'avar. So there was a rope that was like a bridge. He held on to it and came into Eretz Yisrael by foot. Omer le'ahut tzeduki, I'm a pziza. You're a impetuous people. The kadmisu pumaychul ednaychul. By Har Sinai, you also put your mouths before your ears. And you said, nasa v'nishma. Akati b'fazusayichu kaimisi, you still have the same midah, and you do things impetuously, because you, what's it called, you couldn't wait for the ferry, You gotta put your life in danger and travel over this rope bridge. Place where Moshe and Aaron weren't zoche to go. I didn't want to delay it. Who knows, maybe something will happen. I won't be zoche either. So I wanted to make sure that I got there as fast as possible. Rashi. Halti li michadon, itzalti me achas mehen, min aklolos amuris b'mikra. I was saved from one of the curses that was given over to Nevi'ei HaShekhet. Nokat b'matzra, yesh mokum she'en gesher, the place where there's no real bridge. U'mashlichen eitz al rochav hanar, misofa l'sofa. They put a board from one end to the other, and that serves as a bridge. The ain't no rochav le'lecholav, right? It's not wide enough to really walk on. You have to walk like a tightrope. They put a rope above that board, and you hold on to the rope and walk the tightrope. They're putting pegs on each side of the river. And he did that. He walked on this board holding on to the rope. You're impetuous people. The old chem bin bahalas chem, you're also still now impetuous. Ke bitchila the meyer lasos dover below ito. You do things, without the proper timing. Okay, later. Rav Abba Menashe kife de Akko. Rav Abba would kiss the cliffs of Akko. Almogim lishachrina kife de Akko sloyim. Either they were almogim coral. I think so, and or the stones, right? So with Masha over here, they bring a rye from here. You see, the Rav Abba was in the time after the Churban, and still Eretz Yisrael was Choshev. And they, some say that they used to cry or kiss these stones as a remembrance of what used to be. But according to the ones who hold that, like we learned last week, right, that Eretz Yisrael still has all this kedusha and all these milas, even the Churbana, so it's kapshuta. Rabbi Chanina Masakin Maskele. Rabbi Chanina would take out the obstructions in Eretz Yisrael, right, so people wouldn't complain that there were obstructions and they tripped over the rocks or whatever in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see that there's an Indian not to complain even about the weather in Eretz Yisrael, so he avoided people from complaining about the terrain of Eretz Yisrael. So Marsha asked Lecharish if he's doing it to prevent people from getting hurt. He could have done the Chutz Laretz too. But Bechara, the idea is, we'll see in one second, not to cause people to complain about Eretz Yisrael. Rav Ami Vrabasi, Kaimei, Mishimsha Letula, Mitula Shimsha. Rav Ami Vrabasi, in their yeshiva, they would learn outside, and when the sun got too hot in the summer, they would move to the shade, Mavakan Torah, they'd stop the shiur, and in the winter, when the shade got too cold, they'd move to the sun. Rabchia bar Gamda migander biAfra used to roll in the earth of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar ki rotsu avodechos avoneh ve'safori chunenu. So Rashi says, let's see Rashi. Mesakin maskalei mashvel mesakin mechsholei oir. You take away the obstructions from the roads. Machmas tchivas haoret shoyse chavivolo. Didn't want people to complain about the drachim. Rashi says, "Mikaimi mishim shel tula, kishashemesh higia lemakom shein yoshvim." When in the summer, when the sun would beat down on them, right, the gorsin, and they would learn. V'cham mekaderes alein omdi misham leishibetzel. They would stop the shear to go into the shade. Why? In the winter they do the opposite. Why? They shouldn't complain about the weather, that it's too hot or it's too cold. So that's how Rashi learns that they, that Ravakal Torah, she shouldn't complain about Eretz Yisrael, even about the weather. And the Rimi Gash says it wasn't that they would complain, they weren't choshes that their students would complain. But in order to meshabeach how nice the weather is, they were mevakel Torah. Not just that it shouldn't be negative, just to induce the positive. So the Ben Yoyada says from here that a person shouldn't complain about anything in Eretz Yisrael. He gives an example. He said even the architecture, even the Arab houses, shouldn't complain about it and deride it. Just like you see, you shouldn't complain about the weather. So I say, like, nothing is bad. You can't complain anything over here. Then what? Most people, what can they do if they can't complain? They make two chilukim. One chiluk I saw is that you don't say it's too hot in Eretz Yisrael. It's too hot for me. In other words, it's not that Eretz Yisrael is a problem. You have a problem, right? If you were on a higher madrega, maybe it wouldn't bother you. But it's not Eretz Yisrael, so it's your problem. Another pshat is you're not blaming the land. It's not that Eretz Yisrael produces weather or whatever. It's you blame the people there, what's it called? The people are pushy or whatever. It's not that the land creates people like that. It's not conducive to that. Just that sometimes the politics is no good, the politicians are no good, they didn't build the, what's it called, the houses. It's not that Eretz Yisrael is conducive to building these kind of houses. It's just that the Arabs are idiots and they built the houses wrong, whatever. Right? The Kablan was, don't blame the land. It's not that Eretz Yisrael is conducive to these negative things. If you blame the land, right, that's the way it is in Israel, that's a problem. If you blame the people, the Kablan or whatever, you blame yourself, right? I can't, this weather's no good for me, then it's not a problem. It's a problem only if you blame the land itself. Okay.